had wonderful, a couple of really big chances when it was 1-0 to us. And we've made a mistake. Well, we made two mistakes. Grealish obviously getting sent off doesn't help the cause. And of course the goalkeeper is should have done better for the first one, he knows that. So it's disappointing because if we go in at half time and then the new formation seemed to suit everybody. Mm. You know, we talk all we like about formations and tactics and this, that and the other, but at the end of the day, it's how you play and how you play on the day. And I was pretty pleased, even though it's one of them awful ones when it goes for you at the last minute. Mm. Everybody's delirious, you know, but it was cruel on us because we didn't deserve that.
Mm. Looking back across the last, like, no winning seven is the harsh stat of it. Mm. What's happened in those seven games that didn't happen maybe the seven games before that?
Well, seven of them, you know, Tottenham's included in that, and of course we've been away from home, which seems to be the Achilles heel of the club over the last 2-3 years. Mm. Away from home seems to be a huge problem, and that is what we've got to address. Our home form stacks up. Mm. You know, it's not wonderful, but it's acceptable. But away from home, certainly something has to change. And in the first 7 or 8 games I was in charge, we've won a couple of games away from home. That gives it a little bit of confidence. But now, look, Mark, we've got, again, I've made huge changes, which I didn't envisage, but it was probably in that situation was, well, I've got the opportunity to do it. I'm going to do it now. So we've now got the makings of really practically a new team again. So the new team again haven't played at Villa Park, some of them. So, you know, what I'll say to all the supporters listening, their support is quite, well, I've said it many, many times, unique and fantastic. These lads now who've been brought in need their help now to come and get adapted to playing the way A, I want it, but B, playing for this club. You know, it's no disrespect to Barnsley's and Brentford's. Mm. even though they're doing very well, as is Aston Villa, and I think they've realised that now we've only been here a week. So, you know, all of them are just starting on that path. They've all got something in common. They're all young. Most of them are young anyway, the vast majority, and hungry and desperate to do well. And I think that is the type that we need to go forward and the type that I wanted to bring to the club. And thankfully, we've managed to get what we've done.
I mean, I take on board what you say about formations, and it's always players that win games rather than formations, yeah. But there must be something in this that you think that's going to suit the squad of players you've got. Is it because it gives you the chance to have two up top, bearing in mind? Is it because it makes you more solid defensively? What's the attraction of it?
Well, if you look at us defensively, and the goals against, we're in the top six. We're in the bottom six for goals scored. So there's a bit for that. And the one thing I realised when I walked through the door was, well, I've got to stop the arrest of being difficult to beat. We've got to have the mentality of difficult to beat. And we've played a 4-3-3, 4-5-1, if you want to call it, with one striker. Mm. And to a degree, it worked. But, you know, if going forward, I believe to get out the division, I think you need two centre-forwards. Mm. To get out this division, I think you need two centre-forwards. And the personnel we've got at the moment lends itself to the way we played last weekend. You know, the two fullbacks we've brought in, although Taylor's didn't play because he was sick, all love to get forward. He's played that way all his life. So does James Bree. He loves to get forward. The modern day fullback, if you like, loves to get forward. So it's a system which I've played before and been pretty successful with it. But all last year at Hull, I played 4-4-2. So I'm flexible to it. Mm. I'm flexible to it. I think it's great if you can change. I think it's always difficult to change through mid-season, but if you can have something in the locker where you can go 2 or 3 at the back and it's not, and you're not inhibited by it, i.e. you're used to playing it, then I think it's great that you can change between formations of 4-4-2 or go 3 at the back. We see some of the big teams now doing that pretty often.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the home form, you mentioned that it stacks up. When you don't win away and you've got two home games coming up now, does it put pressure on where you've got to perform now?
Look, we're Aston Villa.
Yeah.
And we should be under pressure, and we haven't won, even though we've drawn a few over the last month. We've had a bad January, which is a shame, because just when we were getting ourselves into some sort of order, we've had a bad month. Now, that happens. How are you going to react? Roll your sleeves up, get on with it, and get on and do your job, and we could do a win in the game. That however we do it changes everything. And, you know, even the big teams go through a run. We're going through a poor run at the moment. Let's go to the basics, whatever formation we play. And we've got now, I think it's something like 4 out of 5 at home. So if we're going to do anything with the season, here now is the most critical part. 2 games back-to-back, Saturday and Tuesday, against typical championship teams of what you expect. You know, we've got Mick coming, who will have his team well-organised, well-drilled, well-disciplined, will fight till the death. All a typical championship team. We've got to overcome that, get a couple of results, and then hopefully by next Wednesday or Thursday, everybody's in a different frame of mind.
I like Mick McCarthy. He's just dealing with him at Wolves. He's like you say, he's a typical manager, if you like. He's straight down the road with Mick. And again, like yourself, maybe, he could do with 3 points.
We've been doing it for now for 20 years. Yeah. And I really, really like Mick. I've got to know him personally. What you see is what you get. And he's a very, very good football man. And his teams want to mirror him, and Ipswich are like that, you know. And in one player in particular, the kid who's on loan from Leicester, Lawrence, has scored 10 goals in his last half a dozen games, so we'll have to watch out for him. I'll welcome Mick and have a glass of red with him afterwards, and hopefully we can turn him over.
Is it right, Steve, a team's as good as its strikers?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. And we're fortunate. I think we've got arguably the best two in the division. We have to find a way now of supplying them, because our goals for is poor. So, you know, for example, even since I've arrived, you know, Codgers scored, but not many other people have. So we have to find a way of being more scoring. I mean, you can't win a game without it. So I think it's vital. Up front is key to it now, and I'm sure the supporters will enjoy seeing the new striker. He's one of them breath of fresh air. He's perpetual motion, non-stop, quick and powerful, and a really, really good finisher when he gets there. I thought he had a smashing debut last week, and I'm sure the supporters will enjoy watching him.
All he wants to do is score goals.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Yeah, and he's got that. Look, with all of them we've brought in, they've all got that hunger in their belly where they want to go and achieve, and they want to go and achieve playing here. And Scott is somebody who's had it tough through the lower divisions, through Rochdale, through Brentford, and now his big opportunity is before him. And I'm sure you only have to talk to him and watch him train and play to understand that he enjoys scoring a goal.
It's all right changing a system and telling the players you're changing a system, but doesn't it take time for it to filter through to become automatic with players?
I think the big thing, I mean, we all want time as managers, don't we? But, you know, I've just brought in another 6 players, Tom. It's practically a new team. And all of a sudden, we're putting them together within a week.
So how tough is that?
It's tough, and it's a big call for me to say during a January window. And there was a big call to say, look, you know, the first thing was Gested. We were a little bit short on strikers, but the money was there, and I thought, okay, well, I can use that money, and it sort of fell into place, you know. The 2-3 people that we let go enabled us to bring in what we've brought in, and I thought it was the right thing to do. Now, that's a big gamble on my behalf, because look, we've had, I think Roundy was telling me there the other day, it's 30 odd changes in players in 2 transfer windows in summer, and it's ridiculous. I don't think any club has got that. So that's where we are. So hopefully now there's a bit of stability. We'll work on the team and get the right formation for the team. And that's all we'll work on now until the end of the season, of preparing the team best way we think we can. And there's nothing quite like being adaptable. However, I do enjoy playing 2 up front, whether it's a 4-4-2 or 4-3-1-2, whatever you want to do. I enjoy having 2 strikers up the pitch in this league. So I think you can get used to it, that whether I play 3 at the back or 4 at the back, we'll have 2 strikers up the pitch.
You mentioned every week, you mentioned how big a club this is and the expectation level. The expectation is Ipswich and Barnsley at home in space of 4 days. 6 points is the expectation.
Of course. And that's what the new players have to get used to playing with, you know. That's what playing at Aston Villa means. That's what it demands. And that's why they all want to play here. Look, it's, as I keep saying, it's a fantastic club to, and they'll enjoy playing here. And I hope now that they can all have really good careers here. They've all got a little hunger in their belly to do well. This is their big opportunity, and I'm sure they'll grasp it.